The Nigerian military says more than 260 Boko Haram militants have surrendered in northeastern Nigeria. The military spokesman said the military have killed the man posing as the group's leader, Abubakar Shekau. Boko Haram has suffered heavy losses in recent weeks as the Nigerian military battled the group close to its hometown of Maiduguri in the northeast. The military said 135 Boko Haram members surrendered with their weapons in Biu, Borno State, yesterday, and said further 133 others surrendered elsewhere in northeastern Nigeria and are currently being interrogated. Speaking at the United Nations Security Council meeting, Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan urged the council to find more ways to combat the militants' threat.
The involvement of foreign fighters has remained a common feature of terrorist groups, whether Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, Al-Shabaab in Somalia, Boko Haram in Nigeria, or the newly emerging Islamic State. The new dimensions introduced by Islamic State to conquer territory and establish its destructive ideology is a major challenge that must be collectively halted before it becomes the norm. This refocuses attention on the need to review present tools for United Nations peacekeeping operations. The violent and criminal activities of Boko Haram have continued to pose a potent challenge to the government and people of Nigeria through a wave of terror, assassinations, bombings, and now abductions and kidnappings predominantly in the northeast of the country. Boko Haram is attempting to truncate development by murder and maim in these areas. In April, our innocent daughters were abducted from a secondary school in Chibok, northeast Nigeria. This callous and criminal act has attracted empathy from Nigeria across the globe. Although it has taken over 3 months since they were abducted, we have never relented in our effort to set them safely free. Together with our partners, we are working assiduously to free our daughters and reunite them with their families.
You heard Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan addressing the UN Security Council.